Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So you know my thoughts on air fryers. I think they're like the emperor's new clothes. I think they are, everyone say, tastes like chicken. Very nice. It doesn't taste fried, but that's just my view. But yet everybody seems to disagree with me. And there's this massive, massive advertising campaign and everybody is, I don't know, I saw an article saying they sold enough air fryers last year to put an air fryer in each home in Ermelo. Why would Ermelo have to suffer? Haven't they suffered enough without air fryers? But either way, there are, I mean, Business Insider, trending article, if you must buy an air fryer this Black Friday, these are some of the better deals for you. What is this? What is this misinformation campaign around air fryers, and why do we need to have them? I refuse. Point blank. I'm going to stand up to this whole air fryer pressure. Bronwyn Williams, she's a futurist and economist and a business trend analyst. What am I missing, Bronwyn?
Well, I do tend to agree with you. I don't own an air fryer, full disclosure. You know, gotta be honest with the listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't have still a need or even the desire to have another gadget in my kitchen. I think I have about as much interest in getting an air fryer as I would getting a rice cooker. Like, you know, the appliances that will just clutter up your kitchen.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, I think there is some sanity in amongst the almost cult-like love of the air frying appliance. Although I'm pretty sure I've certainly done blind taste testing, and I can always tell when something has been air fried, and that's not a compliment, right? You can tell when your chips have not been cooked in butter. But that being beside the point, I think that it is worth mentioning that with the global energy crisis we're experiencing, and of course the load shedding issues here in South Africa, and the fact that the price of electricity is going up everywhere, not just here in South Africa, but across the world, people are definitely looking at more energy efficient ways to put food on the table. And air fryers do use a lot less electricity. So if you're looking for ways to sort of cut down on your Eskom bill, you know, the bill that you pay for the power that you don't get,
this
is one of the ways that will definitely be seen. Because aside from your geyser, your oven is probably the appliance that goes through the most power on your monthly bill in an average home.
So is it to some extent, if you had to look at it from a trend perspective, could it be something about the fact that it actually checks all of these boxes? It makes us feel that we're healthy. We all like appliances. And also it uses less electricity. So it almost hits the trifecta.
Yeah, the into the sustainability trifecta, absolutely. You know, like, go eat clean, eat green. You know, like these things that obstacle and all of those things. I'm not sure that it's going to be the exact same experience that perhaps the more old-fashioned appliances we have done. The other thing is it's small. That also ticks into the shrinking American dream or South African dream or the shrinking expectations of what a house and a home setup should look like, right? I mean, floor plans are getting smaller. You have to go quite far into the older parts of Johannesburg or Cape Town to find a kitchen that's really big enough to have the sort of that, I guess, stove of your grandmother's dreams. You know, like people are looking for ways to get the job done just with less. So it does tie into sort of more macro themes of degrowth and, as you said, sustainability and donut economics and all that sort of thing on a much more macro level. On a micro sense, it's probably just people looking to jump onto the next mimetic train, right? You know, we want things that other people want. And if everybody wants an air fryer, sooner or later you start wanting an air fryer, even if you don't really fully understand why. Much like some of the more questionable fashions that people have gone through. Like, are your listeners old enough to remember the beautiful Buffalo shoes of the early Spice Girls era that's just around the cusp of the millennium, right? They didn't make anyone look good, but we all wanted them because everybody else wanted them. And now they're coming back again, which is why I mention it. They're infamously coming back with Gen Z. We want what other people want. It's trending. It's fashionable. There are a couple of practical considerations that go with it, like you said, the eating clean and the trying to be more sustainable and more conscious about energy consumption, which we have to point to even if we're not fans of the ultimate results ourselves.
What's interesting to me is the need to have other people following the trends that we want to follow. So I don't know, you know, I've said this about vegans, they're quite aggressive. It could be because they're malnourished, but air fryer people are the same. They're quite aggressive about their air fryer recipes. You don't have to convince me. If you're happy eating your, what looks like parboiled chicken, and you can convince yourself that it tastes fried, well, fantastic. Whoop. I don't need to be convinced. They're quite aggressive, air fryer people.
Well, I do have a theory on the aggressiveness of the evangelical nature of perpetuators.
Yes.
And that is that the less convinced people are by their own choices, the more aggressively what they will try and convert you so that they can feel better about their choices.
Right.
And this applies to the more militant evangelical religious people in the world, and also to people that want to push trends on you. If you know that you're wearing ugly mom jeans, spoken about on the show before, or ugly buffalo shoes, because you're a fashion victim, goodness knows you want everyone else to look stupid too, right? Because in that way you will look like a trend leader and not like a sad victim of the latest and greatest thing. So that's just a comment on human nature.
And
the less impressed we really are with the taste of our air fryer chips, the more we're going to want everyone else to have those too. We don't feel envious about the fact that they're still eating, you know, real butter or real goose fat cooked in a real oven, right?
I guess the skeptical
convince ourselves.
I guess the skeptical amongst us could say the same about marriage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Marriage and children. There's no one quite like an overstressed, overworked, unhappy mother that will try and tell you about the benefits of you also adopting.
You've got to have children. You've got to. Absolutely. You don't know what you're missing. I mean, absolutely, nor do I, because I'm sleep deprived.
Misery hard. What do they say?
Yeah, exactly right. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. That was Bronwyn Williams, futurist, economist and business trend analyst, talking to us about, amongst other things, air fryers.